Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are in the middle of the sixth week of the legislative session, and I've got some incredibly good news. That said, I'll ask everyone to please grab a pencil and paper because this broadcast is also a call to action. For those of us who value life, yesterday was a very big day. In the Montana Senate, Senate Bill 100 passed out of the Senate and was transmitted to the House of Representatives. If you recall, Senate Bill 100 is a bill that requires all abortion providers to offer women the chance to view an ultrasound of their baby before having an abortion. This bill falls under the heading of informed consent because so many women believe the false narrative that what's inside of them is not really a baby. Senate Bill 100 does not require a woman to look at the ultrasound. It simply requires that it be offered. We also know from experience that many women who see an ultrasound or hear a fetal heart tone at a crisis pregnancy clinic will not have an abortion because moms want to do what's right when it comes to their children. In short, ultrasounds are a game changer, and we'll let you know when this bill comes up for a hearing in the House. Speaking of the House, two pro-life bills came out of committee yesterday and are headed for the House floor. The first is House Bill 302, also known as the Personhood Amendment. As has been the case historically, the bill passed the committee on a straight party-line vote, all Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. House Bill 302 would ban abortions in Montana by amending our state constitution to establish that personhood, or life, begins at conception. If passed, it would immediately be challenged in court, which is part of a strategy to get the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit their decision in Roe v. Wade. Since House Bill 302 is a constitutional referendum, it requires a two-thirds vote, or 100 yeas out of 150 members of the legislature, before it would appear on the 2020 general election ballot. The other pro-life bill to come out of House Judiciary was House Bill 284, which would clarify a poorly worded Montana Supreme Court decision to establish once and for all that physician-prescribed suicide is not legal in Montana. Both of these bills are now headed for a vote of the full House, and we can make a difference. It's time for everyone to contact their legislators and ask them to vote yes on House Bills 302 and 284. And while you're at it, you can leave messages for other legislators as well. If you're from Billings, contact all Billings House members. If you're from Kalispell, leave messages for all Flathead House members. You get the point. The easiest way is by calling the Legislative Information Desk at 406-444-4800. That's 406-444-4800. You can leave messages for up to 5 representatives per call, and we recommend not using email because they may not see the email before the vote. Please call 444-4800 and ask your representative to vote yes on House Bills 302 and 284. That's personhood and the ban on physician-prescribed suicide. Please call today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.